Donald Trump Jr., if I cut a deal with China like Hunter Biden, media would lose their goddamn minds. By Joshua Kaplan on June 19, 2019. Firing up the crowd ahead of President Donald Trump's 2020 re-election speech Tuesday. Donald Trump Jr. hypothetically remarked that the media would exhaustively cover a business agreement between China and himself had he struck a deal like Biden's son Hunter did. Trump Jr. dedicated a portion of his speech to lampooning Biden for what he described as the 2020 Democrat frontrunner's vested interest in China maintaining its status as a global geopolitical and economic force. The greatest investors in America have spent years trying to get Chinese money to invest with them. They can't do it. He goes there on a state trip and in 10 days he comes back with $1.5 billion. Wonder why? Said the president's eldest son. Now they're not a threat. During a riff on the media's partisan coverage of the Trump presidency, Trump Jr. said the media would lose their goddamn minds had he cut a deal akin to Hunter Biden. What do you think would be the media's reaction if Donald Trump Jr. took $1.50 from the Chinese? Not $1.5 billion like Joe Biden's son. Just $1.50, he said. They would lose their goddamn minds. Trump Jr. then launched into a salvo about Biden changing some of his long-held viewpoints in a bid to court progressives during the primary. Floppy Joe, he's out there flip-flopping on everything. He doesn't know what the hell he stands for anymore, Trump said. The media doesn't want Trump to win. But that's okay, because you guys do. That's why my father did it. Further illustrating Trump Jr.'s point, the establishment media collectively ignored an exclusive Breitbart News report revealing that a 2016 Arizona police report states a cocaine pipe was discovered in a vehicle rented by Hunter Biden. Authorities declined to prosecute anyone in the case. The deal between Hunter and the state-owned Bank of China has garnered unwanted attention for Biden as he struggles to defend his front-runner status against progressive firebrand Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA. In exhaustive detail, Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer's best-selling book Secret Empires revealed the circumstances surrounding the Hunter Biden-China deal while the vice president was negotiating U.S. policy with Beijing. Appearing on the Fox News channel in March, Schweitzer delved into some of the deal's details that establishment media outlets have only begun to report after ignoring it for over a year.